Biggs and Barr Show.
We're getting some pretty heated debates in this room about food.
Right. You often say that hot and cold food tastes exactly the same.
They do.
Which we have, we can disagree on.
That's fine. I mean, other things like your hatred for lemon baked goods raisins.
Dislike them.
Jamie's inability to eat yogurt. I mean, there's lots of stuff we talk about.
Or raw cheese.
Right.
Ice and water, you say they taste the same.
Yeah.
So
we've had a lot of different debates on the show.
Makes me crazy.
About these things. And we're trying not to debate them right now.
No. Because I think we all kind of agree.
It's tough.
We all kind of agree with this one.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying. But some new study, right? It's another dumb study someone did that didn't have to do.
Yeah.
But candlelight dinner. So dim lighting, hence the romantic music Gianna is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Does not make your food taste better. In fact, it could make your food taste worse.
It sounds ridiculous. Because I guess blind people's food tastes terrible all the time.
The quote is, guests in the bright light condition rated the overall taste as more intense as opposed to guests in the dim light condition. They say food is multisensory.
I guess so.
And you can't see it, you don't enjoy it as much.
I enjoy my food a lot.
Sure.
But I don't care if I eat in the dark.
But like, would it, like, you make a great guacamole.
Yeah.
Now, if your guacamole was like a horrid color,
well,
your brain would tell you that it's not going to taste as good.
Sure.
And your brain plays tricks on you all the time.
Right.
But
guacamole is a daytime food.
Or a daytime food.
You don't go to a Mexican restaurant at night?
But you have like festive lighting and stuff like that. You wouldn't go to a Mexican restaurant to be romantic.
I don't know.
Like
you're probably right. You're probably right.
You go there to be romantic. Hungry.
Yeah, yeah, not to be romantic.
You're like some fancy French restaurant.
No one's going to have bean burritos and be romantic.
Yeah. No.
It's not a romantic food.
I don't. I can't honestly say, and this is, probably because I have a son with autism and we don't get a whole lot of dinners alone because we're...
Right.
I can honestly say the last time I turn the lights down to eat food. In fact, I get irritated. Oh. When I go to my father's house, when we have like big dinners, what we used to before COVID ruined families. my stepmother really likes the lights dim when we eat, like so dark it's annoying.
Oh, like, wow. I don't like
she
that.
Lights, she makes us light candles and then turns it on. I'm like, we're having a seance? This is annoying.
I kind of like that.
I can't even see which is my spoon. Like it's that dark. Like
it's
ridiculous.
And when you go to the keg, it's dim.
It's too dark.
Pretty dim at the keg.
It can be dark.
Generally too dark.
I like when I get underneath a light, a table that's under a light, but it still tastes fine.
But you kind of know what it is. Ambiance to the night.
It depends what your goal is, right? If you're going to an all-inclusive resort and you're going there to have a good time, dim lighting might affect you. But if you're at one of the nice restaurants in the evening, your main goal is to get dinner over with, right?
Right, probably, yeah. Depends who you're with. Unless it's the three of us in Mexico. And then that one.
No.
That was not my goal.
We were just going to leave and go get drunk.
Yeah.
or continue being drunk.
Thank you. I was going to say
my goal was to eat five more plates of churros.
Yeah, so I don't die.
Yeah.
That was really what the goal was.
Going to soak up the alcohol.
Yeah. So I guess, it depends what your goal is. If your goal is to take some pants off and have some, bump some uglies and get the lights dim. If it's to enjoy some good food.
Turn them up.
Fluorescent lighting it is,
I love that hum.
My parents were Scottish. All of our food was brown.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You couldn't see it through the cigarette smoke anyway. So.
Yeah.
Here's Tom Petty.
It all tasted like cigarettes.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we might have a federal election right in the middle of the second wave of COVID-19. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said that the vote on a conservative motion to create the special anti-corruption committee will be a test of confidence. So they have to have a confidence vote.
They just had one.
Yeah. The conservatives say they're willing to drop the word anti-corruption from the name of the proposed committee, but they're still going to do the same thing.
Well, it does. Sure.
If there's a committee investigating something you were doing, you probably don't want them to be called the
anti-corruption.
Corruption committee.
Probably shouldn't call them the opposition either.
No, that's true.
And call them the work withs.
Probably should have got paid for the work with party.
Yeah. Now, during the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, we've all been told to stay 2 meters apart. So a lot of people feeling deprived of hugs. But a couple guys from Ottawa have found a way around it. Now, I saw it. I'm not sure how it's really around it. But David Narbates and Jesse Berksick from Ottawa, they've created this thing that allows people to hug each other safely. It's made out of recycled wood and shower curtains. And I guess they've cut holes for arms. And then once you've hugged the person on the other side, they take the dirty shower curtain off and go clean it somewhere, and there's other shower curtains behind it.
Okay.
So it's just
a communal one.
Yeah. Okay. If you would like to see it, I don't know who's monitoring the cleaning of the curtains, but they're on Instagram. It's safetyhug613.
I appreciate the sentiment. I do. I mean, that kindness and, you know, whatever is never a bad thing. But who outside of your bubble do you need to hug?
Yeah, I don't...
Like, if they're in your bubble, you can hug them anyways, can't you?
Yeah.
So, why do we... Like, I'm not... Again, sweet idea, Barry, but, I mean, really, like, if they...
Are we going to pretend that, like, grandmothers weren't doing this in April?
Because they're... Well, when... If they're in their bubble, then you can do it.
I know, but, like, remember people were setting it up at their front doors? Like, shower curtains with holes and, like, plastic sleeves. Why didn't they get... Like, it's been going on for months.
These people got $1,000.
I know.
From some group here in Ottawa. They called again.
To cut holes in shower curtains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something of awesome?
Awesome Ottawa.
Awesome Ottawa.
They award $1,000 in a grant every month to local people with no strings attached to create things that are awesome. So.
All right.
Get creating.
Let's start making some awesome things, guys.
I guess. Hey, Dodgers won. Beat Tampa Bay 8-3 in game 1 of the World Series. They'll play again tonight. There's not a lot of sports going on right now.
Baseball. Who cares?
There's tennis going on, if anyone cares. Milos Raonic playing at the European Open in Belgium, actually in about 35 minutes or so.
Let's get it on the TV.
Showers this afternoon, then just cloudy and kind of windy, gusty, high of 17. Then tomorrow, cloudy 13. Then Friday, looks like summer's coming back for a little visit. Mix of sun and cloud and 21 degrees. Right now it's 5, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Bar Show. Shea 106.
All right, good morning to ya. We got some stuff to get through today. There's a viral video of a sleepwalking sister. It's pretty creepy. So we're going to share that. And apparently another one in this room sleepwalks.
I have been known to do it.
Sure.
On occasion. When I was a child especially. There was an incident.
Okay. That's all we need, I think. I think that's a good enough tease right there. And it's nacho day, so we'll celebrate that, too. I mean, if you want to bring us some, we always...
No one's bringing us nachos.
We always would appreciate it. I don't know how many food days you have to bring out, but not a single person has ever brought us food.
No, that's true.
Not a single one. Can you think of a single person?
Yeah, one guy. Ooh. One guy brought something once, but it wasn't like a special day.
Oh, he brought the cinnamon. Yeah, that was just a nice guy being a nice guy.
Yeah, that wasn't cinnamon bun day.
No. It's nacho day. Or our goddamn nachos.
But it is your day.
Oh, I got it. Thanks, Dad. Dan Allen.
Yes.
Panama.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Today, gentlemen, is International Day of the Nacho.
Oh, that's a great day.
So, nachos, maybe the most underappreciated, like, easy-to-assemble, multi-experience snack food.
Also easy to mess up.
Oh, you can screw up nachos.
Yeah. How do you screw up nachos?
Well, you don't layer properly.
Yeah, you gotta layer. You definitely
like, if you're going to make, we all used to go to a place, doesn't matter where it is, but they had a thing called volcano nachos where they had like a huge pile of nachos.
Yeah.
But they would layer it in between, so it was good. You'd get cheese and toppings and stuff all the way through.
Nothing worse than going to a bar or pub ordering nachos and they just the top layer of cheese and stuff, and then you get 3 minutes in, you got nothing but chips. Like, I didn't order chips.
And
I ordered
especially
nachos.
if they're burnt chips.
Yeah.
And I don't like burnt
chips. I don't like
burning
the chips.
On the outsides of, like, the outside chips are often burnt.
Yeah, I don't like that.
All right, you got to layer the cheese. You got to layer the meat.
Yeah.
You guys have a preferred meat for your nacho? Just the beef?
I
just
don't
a
really
ground
care.
Beef?
Whatever
swine.
You want to put on, it's fine with me.
I don't even need meat for my nachos,
don't
to be
need
honest.
Don't need meat
sometimes
for
I just
your
like
nachos.
Like beans and stuff.
Beans?
It's good. Yeah.
Who's putting beans on nachos?
I put beans.
Why you am know, I talking? Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. You know I'm all fancy like that.
Right? Yeah.
You know what the new trend is with nachos?
Eh?
I know there's some places that I've been to.
Cough on
you
them?
Know, BC. Mm. Where they put them on like a flat tray, like a longer tray, so that there's... Like, it's bigger in, like, circumference.
Right.
And less on height.
Ah, but right?
So
better
wider,
spread.
Better coverage.
For
better
sure. 100% you'd get better spread.
I've done that at home for a long time. I use the big cookie pans, like the big rectangle cookie pans. You spread them out to the cheese, to the meat, to the olives, whatever else you want on
your
nachos.
Another way to mess up nachos is you take it the quick way and you throw it in the microwave.
Not terrible.
And then some cheese melts. Some doesn't even get warm.
The chips get soft. Get out of here. What's,
and it goes like,
and then some of the cheese just gets stuck to the bowl or plate that you put it on. You never end up eating it anyway.
Nah, kick rocks, man. You gotta put in the time to
You know what
nachos.
I appreciate? When you go somewhere and get nachos and they have either...
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would love nachos.
Hey, but I ate applesauce this morning. That's the same.
That should have filled you up.
A big bowl of queso dip in the middle of the nachos is awesome.
Good.
And
So it is nacho day.
Yeah.
Not too many restaurants you can go get nachos right now.
Not right now.
But you can assemble them at home.
Somewhere make a breakfast nachos out there.
Oh, there could be.
What, like eggs and stuff on it?
Yeah. It's more like hash browns?
Yeah.
Like the hash brown patties, is that what you want to call them?
I tried to make my own tortilla chips the other day because I
what
had some of those, well.
Cut up tortillas.
Yeah.
Some
I had those flax whole wheat tortillas that you can get, which I always buy to try and be healthier, and they usually end up throwing out because they don't taste good.
Yeah.
They're not good.
So I have a pack of those waiting to be thrown out, and I thought, what if I took one of these and, like, used a pizza cutter, cut it into triangles, and I deep fried it, and it was okay. I put some Papa Jack's barbecue sprinkle on top when it came out. It was almost like a Dorito, but
not
greasier.
Even close.
Yeah.
All right. I mean... We should have prepared, maybe made ourselves some nachos here this morning, but, you know.
Well, we could probably all do without a plate of nachos at 6:30 in the morning.
You're just talking
You guys ever get nachos when you go to the movie theater?
No,
because that cheese is disgusting.
Yeah. It's not great cheese.
Excuse me?
Of the
three of us in the room, am I the one who likes the nacho cheese sauce?
Yes, it's
because
vile.
It's not a real product.
It tastes like pee. Like, it tastes like cheese mixed with pee.
It's not, it does. You're right. It does taste like someone peed in the cheese.
Wow. Yeah, it's disgusting.
How do we know that? Never mind.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys ever sleepwalk?
No.
I have, sure.
I have done
have
it.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, you guys both sleepwalk.
I don't do it often, but I have done it. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
My son used to sleepwalk. Yeah.
Do you wait? Like, how does it? I don't even understand the process.
Well, there's a video going around of some girl who's like super afraid of her own sister.
Yeah, we put it on the Facebook page. Just saw it. Yeah.
Because she is sleepwalking and just staring at, and it is kind of creepy.
Here, listen.
Lexi, hey, stop staring at me like that. Yo, you're starting to freak me out, Mom. Mom, stop! She's just standing here staring at me. It's
Kleenex.
A little overreaction.
Just a little.
It's a teenager. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They overreact.
Yeah, my oldest son used to sleepwalk. We used to have to make sure the door was locked at night so he wouldn't walk out.
Really?
When he was little. And then he grew out of it. When I was a kid, I did sleepwalk once, I was told. My parents heard me get up and then didn't think too much of it. And then my dad went to go get a beer out of the fridge, and there was a puddle of pee in front of the fridge.
You just peed in the fridge.
I don't know if I
the
peed
fridge.
In the fridge.
Around the fridge.
I opened the fridge door, I think, and peed on the floor.
On the floor.
Yeah.
What's the science behind sleepwalking?
I don't know.
Like what? Like
those stories of like children up cranes and stuff.
Yeah, crazy
like climb.
Stuff.
Like they have like superhuman strength when you sleepwalk. Like I don't get it.
Do some people use it as an excuse? Like, sleepwalking.
It's been, it's been like in murder cases. We talked about it. I thought of like
yes.
5-6 years ago, there was something and the guy was sleepwalking and they tried to claim that as the defense and it got it like real deep.
Sleep sexing too.
Yes. Yeah, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep experts believe that sleepwalking normally happens when a person is in a stage of deep sleep and gets partially awoken in a way that triggers physical activity while remaining mostly asleep.
Yeah. My brother used to sleep talk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like he would just sit up and go like, that is the story, church, blah, 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 and lie back down. What? What's
a few years ago, I'm woken up to some taps on my shoulder from my wife. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, what is it? She looks me dead in the eye and goes, doop, doop, boop, 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 boop. And I was like, oh boy. I was so mad. Like, I woke up in like a, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just staring right into my soul. Boop, 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 boop. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, it's weird, man. The brain, right?
Yeah.
The brain will get you.
You deserve a toaster oven for that.
Yeah.
Were you still angry? I would have been immediately laughing my ass off.
Oh, I laughed later, of course. And then just back to sleep. I was like,
oh. All right. Well, yeah. So if you want to see the video, though, of this psychopath just standing at the edge of his sister's bed. The other thing I noticed, why are there no sheets on their bed? That makes me angry right away. Ew. Get some sheets on your bed. Well, the video's on the Facebook page, all right?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. We'll answer it.
762-555.
What's the most useful skill you've ever learned?
Smiling and nodding.
Yeah.
It's saved me so many terrible times.
Yeah.
Walking.
Walking is a good skill.
Yeah, that's a good skill.
But I'm going to have to say with Jason, like, it took a while and I'm still not good at it.
Oh, I'm not great at it.
But just, like, accepting other people's, mm-hmm. like, not engaging with those you think are wrong all the time. It's just such a waste of energy sometimes. Like, knowing when to do it, like, because sometimes you need to correct people's behavior and they'll learn from it. Not that I'm all-knowing or you guys are either, but you know what I mean? Where someone's clearly in the wrong. But the skill to just be like, like...
Yeah. All right. Okay.
That's a skill. That is a skill to swallow it and just be like, yep. All right. To save everyone the grief. Is there a quote that's always stuck with you? Don't take my kindness for weakness is one I've always kind of on the same thing. Just because I'm a nice guy doesn't mean you're going to push me over type idea. I wouldn't think I'm a nice guy anyway. I don't know why I like that one because it doesn't really apply.
I think mine would be from a song.
Okay.
It's enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. It is?
Yeah.
Have a good time, man.
Or what's the one we always agree, we always love quoting once the Mellencamp. What's the hook of that song? Why am I?
All life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That one's good too. That one's a little more depressing. The other one's same message, but a little more uplifting.
What is Trudeau hiding in this wee scandal?
I'm not sure he's really hiding much. I think it's a question of ethics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about the documents and such like boring things to the regular people, but really exciting.
This like applies to both sides. Anyway, you can be upset when, like, you can say we need to fix corruption, we need to fix whatever. If you think there's corruption or whatever, but the fact that you think any politician on any side, look at them over there, they're corrupt, they're terrible, and you don't think your side is the exact same.
Same.
They're all the exact same.
Sure. Yeah.
Stop. Get off your mountain of pretentiousness and just be like, politicians in general need to be corrected.
Yeah.
Like this whole, look at the behavior they did.
There's a quote.
Yeah, but you guys did the exact same thing 3 days ago. Like, it's
what's
nuts.
The difference between politicians? One's in, one's out. That's it.
What's your winter plans for your chickens? Yeah, I assume that's for me.
Yeah, I hope so.
Keep them dry.
was going to ask you why your weak chickens haven't laid eggs yet.
It's not time. Today. It's not time yet.
You said middle of October.
Okay.
We're in the last third.
Okay. I haven't seen any pictures of them lately.
No,
Did you kill them?
No, they're layers. We don't need them.
Okay. Don't get frustrated. We just I haven't seen any social media pictures of your chickens anymore.
It's chickens. Like, what are you?
You're bored of them already, aren't you? You're bored of your chickens.
Well, what? They don't do much.
They're your children.
But they didn't do much when they were like.
They're a source of food.
You raise them.
I don't care.
From chicks.
If they don't lay eggs, I'll kill them and eat them. Like, it doesn't really matter to me.
Well, that's coming up to that time. It's just a source of food.
Maybe you shouldn't say that to them.
It's a lot of pressure. They won't lay eggs. You know,
I say it to them all the time.
Like, I can whistle out of the studio, but as soon as you guys yell at me about whistling, I can't whistle.
Maybe never heard you whistle properly.
See,
there you go again.
Can I do it?
Because you can't whistle. Just
I walk around whistling all the time. It's got to be the headphones. It's got to be something to do with
headphones. Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it is?
For sure. No.
That wasn't it. You took the headphones off.
This is so crazy.
Love it.
This is not an act. I literally do not know why I can't whistle here. Don't say it's because you can't whistle. Because you've heard me whistle.
I've never heard you whistle once.
Yesterday
you tried.
Show.
You did it better,
you
but it wasn't great. It still had a lot of. It was a breathy whistle for sure.
A breathy whistle.
You can't whistle for more than like 3 seconds at a time. What are you, the wind? Are you trying to be the wind?
Why can I do it? It's so crazy. All right. Anyways, we're done. That's it for an edition of
Instant Answer Question.
It is time for our latest attempt at a contest.
Yeah, we had mad phones here. That's crazy.
Mad phones.
Did we?
Oh, Lord. So you call and just give us your best version of oh, yeah. That's right. It. Any way you want to say it. All right. Good morning. Hi there on the phone.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, Robert.
Anyway, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready for it.
Oh, went for length.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurt, Robert.
That hurt, Robert.
Robert.
Come on.
You
wrecked it at the end there.
Oh.
That was gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You're done. All right, hold on, Robert.
Settle down.
Hold on. Oh, my goodness.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, siren. He just keeps going.
To be honest, I didn't think he had the breath in him.
That's true.
So I was impressed. Let's go number two here.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. What's your name?
Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's hear your version of Oh, Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very short to the point. All right. Okay, hold on.
Pretty standard.
We'll take it into consideration.
That was like you've been on a long walk and you sat down at a bench.
Oh, yeah.
It was more relieved.
Do you do that?
No, but it sounded like relief. Oh, yeah.
Every time Jamie sits down at his house.
Oh, yeah. That's good sitting.
His wife walks up.
Line three.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Ian.
Ian, how you doing? You ready?
I'm at yourself.
All right. All right, drop it on us.
Oh, yeah.
I love the variety. That's great. All right, Ian, hold on.
Was not expecting.
No, I was not.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to line four then.
Hi, it's the Mix of Mars Show. You're playing our new contest. Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Quinn.
All right.
Quinn.
Let's hear your version. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. A nice... homage to the original.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Similar.
Don't like that one. I do not like that one. I know it's based off a meme. Oh, I had a bunch of internet videos where guys walk up behind other guys and do that in their ear and test the reaction, but I do not like it.
All right. Well, we've got Robert.
Wow.
Right. It was very long, but in the end, disturbing with those.
You got a little
finishing noises.
Yeah, you got.
There was Greg, who did a fairly typical. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
There was Ian on line two, did the little unexpected. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then there was.
Oh yeah.
There was. I think his name is Quinn at the end.
Yeah.
Who did the disturbing one? I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That one. Yeah. What do you think, guys?
I think this is insane.
Yes. I also agree.
Someone hung up. Do you want to take a
sure?
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah.
All right. Let's go for this one.
Hey, good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Patty.
All right, Patty. You got one for us?
I do.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
I think Patty good, steals it at the end.
Right,
Patty,
so. Patty's our winner. Wow, really?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Well, I mean, Robert.
I was going for Robert.
Robert creeped us out.
The
other guy, the regular one was nothing special. The other dude just imitated, as we've heard before.
Ian was close with the little unexpected one.
Yeah,
I think Patty takes it.
A little one from Fargo there, but Patty takes it. Congratulations, you got $100 for Lotto Max, right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Lotto Max is $649.
It's actually $649.
$649.
For tonight's jackpot, $11 million.
Oh, $11 million bucks.
Yeah, I'll take 11.
You gonna give us some?
Yeah, if you win 11, Patty, we probably don't expect a mil each. But I mean,
look at him. What if she was going to give us a
mil each?
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, a couple hundred G's each.
Yeah.
$11 million.
Okay.
I mean,
All right.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Good luck to you.
There's Chris keeping up his traditional terrible negotiating skills.
We're not going to get $3 million out of
you. Just wait for the offer first.
Okay. All right.
You don't talk yourself down before you get an offer.
Okay, fine. Oh, yeah? That's how you do it, eh?
Yeah.
You have patties?
Well, fellas, no.
No, because
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, text it to us. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, do it in a question two.
762-555.
What are you guys watching on Netflix right now? I'm looking for a new show.
I'm watching Modern Family.
You're cranking it through Modern Family?
It's a lot of episodes.
It won't let us on Netflix here, eh? In the building?
Oh, no.
If you're on the Wi-Fi?
No.
I was trying to remember I've been watching... it's not on Netflix, so it's on...
On Prime?
On Prime. The Boys. It's a great show. I love that show. But I'm trying to think of anything on Netflix.
All the new Unsolved Mysteries is very popular.
I watched
I've watched that.
Ratchet.
Okay. Yeah, you said it was okay.
It was all right.
I watched some of the big ones that I didn't watch when they first came around. Like I watched Sons of Anarchy, which I didn't think I would like all that much, but I ended up really liking it a lot. And Breaking Bad, I enjoyed for the most part, but there were some real draggy parts in it.
There are. Yeah, there are.
Oh, yeah, there's a slow burn at times.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of shows and older shows... Some people might not know Dexter is going to be coming back, and I hope they don't F it up.
Just one run.
One like run. 10-season run.
10 season
or 10 episodes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Would you rather take a shower in pickle juice or honey? Well, probably pickle juice,
I think.
Yeah.
What's worse than you thought it would be? I can tell you. I usually get my hummus at Costco, right?
What?
Hummus. I buy hummus.
I know what hummus is. Sometimes
I go to the grocery store and I'm like, I'm not going to go to Costco, so I'll pick up this hummus. This Sabra hummus. This is the garlic one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I like garlic. I like hummus. This should be good. Oh my God. It's awful.
Really?
Yeah. Bitter and disgusting.
Like the roasted garlic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible one.
You know what's crazy about that? The little ones you could buy with the pretzels that come with it. I've made that mistake. It's actually really good.
It is, eh?
The big one, though, terrible.
Terrible. I don't know why.
Yep.
Their other ones are fine. Their other flavors I've had, they're okay. The garlic one, awful.
Would you is it weird I put chocolate sauce on my cheeseburger?
I think that's
weird. Have you ever made a significantly large purchase, but when you got home, you kind of regretted it?
I don't think so. My large purchases are like... on purpose and well thought of.
And nothing huge. I've made like middle-sized purchases where I've been like, I was dumb.
Yeah.
Like a piece of clothing that was too expensive sure. or something. Why? Why? Why do you care? But, yeah. What's more sat? No.
Not going to read, that the one. Rest of that one.
I care. What's more satisfying, a good dump or clearing a clogged nose?
equal.
Different.
Both have different.
Yeah.
Satisfying factors. What's the best athlete to be?
Like professional athlete? Like
golfer, probably. Yeah, golfer.
Yeah, golfer.
A good golfer.
Sure.
Like, I think it depends what you're looking for. Are you looking for, like, are you someone who craves the glory and the fame? Because I think that would be, like, the pinnacle of American sports, at least, as a quarterback. Right?
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
You want to be the quarterback. But, like, the most, I guess you can get a bad back or whatever, or shin splints or something from walking the golf course. But
no.
Make lots of money to travel.
Yeah, just hang out with a bunch of dudes.
Hang out with the boys.
Yeah. Get to wear fairly comfortable clothes all the time.
Yeah.
Be outside.
Yeah.
Be by yourself. You know, you can't blame anybody else. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You got to be a good golfer.
You got to be a good golfer.
Yeah.
But, like, to be that, yeah.
An
like
elite athlete, sure.
Golf, to be, like, right. Just on the edge of the PGA Tour, probably not as fun as you would think. I mean, you're still playing golf to make money. But, I mean, a lot of people it's texting in shows now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What is the worst dish ever invented? You mean, like Corningware or something? Or do you mean, like, food?
How would we know? How would you know all the food that was ever invented?
And it also depends on your preference.
Yeah, and people like different tastes. Corningware.
Like for me, like if you made a lemon meringue pie, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But some people really like a lemon meringue pie.
I'll tell you. If you want to talk about like actual vessels for carrying things.
Okay.
A nice mug, okay? A nice mug with a small handle.
Okay.
Where you... Sometimes you get a nice big mug in, like that one we have on the desk here. You can get all your four fingers right around. You can hold it like
even
a man.
Even if you can get two in, it's all right.
But like ones where you can't, like, what? Well, I can't enjoy this big mug. Like I was pumped up with this big mug. And I can't enjoy it. It's got a small handle. Anyway, stupid question.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid answer, too. Yeah. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Auto what?
Five questions, 30 seconds. Gotta get them all right. You can pass and come back if you need to, but you gotta get them all in. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end, and your first answer for each one is one that counts.
That's good.
We have Dan on the phone.
Oh, Danny boy.
Hey, Dan, you ready?
Yes.
Best of luck, young man.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state is deceased actor Don Knotts from?
West Virginia.
Vin Scully was the long play-by-play man for what team in the World Series?
New York Yankees.
What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
Yogi Bear.
What is the most widely eaten fish in the world?
Tilapia.
What was cooler on a bicycle, popping a sweet wheelie or doing a cool brake slide?
No idea.
Given two choices.
He's getting
all right. Well, you didn't answer the last question, so we're going to have to let you go, Dan.
All right, thanks.
All right, man. All right, man, have a good
Let's
day.
Let's go over Dan's answers.
Let's do that.
What was cooler on a bicycle, popping a sweet wheelie or doing a cool brake slide?
I'm going to say it's wheelie probably, no?
What's a brake slide? Is that like skid?
A skid.
Pull a skid?
Yeah, pull a skid.
Okay.
Coming up to your buddies.
Anyone can do a skid. Only some kids could do a wheelie.
Now, there's a difference between popping a wheelie and like a catwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, I
popping
see.
A wheelie, you're just pulling your thing up. Front. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Then a skid's cooler than that. But I thought you meant a catwalk.
For sure, pulling a skid.
Okay.
Catwalk was impressive. Some of those kids could do like the whole street.
Yeah, the catwalk
always impressed me.
Yeah. I never call it a brake slide though.
Whatever. No, skid. I guess. Skid. Sure.
What is the most widely eaten fish in the world? I have no idea what he said, but it's
tilapia.
Tilapia. Okay. It's herring.
Heron.
Yeah. No, herring.
Herring.
I know. It's different. Say
Harry. The name of the bear in the Jungle Book. He said Yogi Bear. That is incorrect. It is Baloo.
Baloo!
Baloo the bear.
Big old Baloo.
Vin Scully was the long play-by-play man for the Dodgers.
Yes.
Not the New York Yankees, like you said. But he was correct when he said the U.S. state that dead actor Don Knotts is from is West Virginia.
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road.
I'd say we warned you, but We warned you.
No, yes. We did warn you. Yeah, you were correct. We did warn you.
It's a tough one. That's all I'm saying. This ain't no slouch contest. This ain't no contest for punks, you know.
No, definitely not. There's no punk contest.
No, ain't no punk contest. Out of what? But, you know, hey.
You think if you're a punk and you're trying to get this.
Yeah. But good effort, though, right?
Excellent effort.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of your favorite
things. I love it.
Get. Go on. Get.
Come around here with those answers.
Yeah. We got Dougie line calls coming up.
Oh, yeah.
People making fun of me, as always.
Well, right, you kind of.
You said you could do something, and you can't do it.
See?
He still can't do it.
He's blaming it on his headphones.
What else? This isn't an act. Like, I'm not pretending.
No, I know you're not.
As soon as we turn the mics off and I take the headphones off, I walk around whistling, no problem.
I don't know about that.
I can't do another. Why? Why can't I do it here? I know it makes no sense. Here.
No, we'll do it. Don't worry. See, we can't even hear you then.
You made the lip motion, but no sound came out.
Can you guys admit at least though that I can?
I've never heard you make a sound.
What do you mean I can make a sound? Don't lie. I'm not lying. You shouldn't lie.
I'm not lying.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Thanks for everybody who leaves messages. We get an absolute ton.
Yeah.
And keep leaving them on any topic, any subject. What are we highlighting at this time of the day, Jamie?
Or highlighting you,
yeah,
Christopher?
This is all about you.
I don't want it.
No, it's good.
This is your life. What do you want to do? Do you want to give the guy who says Chris saves the world and then we'll chirp him after?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Steve calling. Podcast listener here. I was listening to your podcast from last week where Jamie was talking about his weird obsession with relieving himself on the side of the road.
It's not an obsession. I'm just all right with it. All right.
And, you know, I was having a kind of crappy day, and Chris's reaction in the background, he was just dying of laughter. And you know what? It just made me realize everything's gonna be okay. That's what your laugh does for me, Chris. I really appreciate that. Stay safe, guys.
Oh.
See, that's nice.
Laughter saves the world.
See, what else? But there's no way you guys are gonna lay a compliment like that on me without following with something else.
If you want to be technical,
there's just no way.
You want to be technical. We didn't lay the compliment on
you. You check the machine. You highlight the messages.
We're just playing it. That's all.
You brought this to the table. There's no way. There's no way you're just going to say, hey, Chris, your laugh makes people feel good, and then move along. Like, there's going to be something else.
Well, I don't know.
You're right.
We did get another call.
We did, yes.
Hey, Chris, I hear you can't whistle.
I can whistle. No, stop lying. I'm being honest with saying for some reason I can't whistle in this microphone.
I am being honest when I say I've never heard you whistle. Like, not properly. I've heard you make noise.
Wet your whistle.
You're full of it. I was just whistling 5 seconds ago off the radio walking around.
You were not.
I do not know if it's because of the headphones.
But you already tried taking them off and you couldn't do it.
What else does this guy have to say?
Oh, yeah, he's
good. Not that hard. Just got to practice.
Oh, you got a call.
In the middle of chirping, Chris.
What's going on?
He was trying to chirp you about whistling and got a call on his phone in the middle of it.
You know, called him? Karma, that's who called him.
Well, let's hear you, Mr. Rogers. Let's go.
Mr. Rogers.
I don't understand what is happening.
Chris is having a hard time whistling. If you got any whistle tips for Chris, leave them on the Dougie line. 613-216-3849, and maybe we can teach him to whistle.
Surprised you can't, because you're such a blowhard.
You know, we don't have to be rude to him, Jamie.
Oh, yeah!
Just because a guy isn't good at one thing doesn't That's mean true. We have to pick on him.
Oh, I'm not
else.
Good at a lot of things, let me tell you.
He can't. And then he gets nervous because he's looking into my eyes trying to whistle. That is also tough.
There's too much pressure right now. I can't.
That was you trying again?
No, now you're making it.
This is insane.
You know, if anyone's making a winter cartoon and needs the noise of the wind, we have Chris here. Like, we're good at that.
I don't understand it.
It's really bad. Okay. Jokes aside, it's really bothering him. And we've known him. I've known Chris for almost 15 years.
I just don't get it. I don't care. Like, what if I'm not less of a man because I can't whistle on the radio. I don't care. I just don't understand why I can totally do it walking around the halls, no problem. And I try here,
you keep saying no problem.
Okay, I know you guys are overplaying it for the comedy of radio.
We're not.
I can totally whistle. I'll make videos all day of me whistling.
I wish you would.
And I'll throw them up on our Instagram. Just to prove I can do it. I do not know why I can't do it here. This is not a joke. It's not a prank. It's nothing. I do not understand the science of it.
That was better. You did make a whistling.
Do it again. Do it again.
Noise. I'm a man again. What?
Do it again.
See? Yeah. Now, that's a good start, Chris.
Yeah, good job.
You made a whistling noise. Now maybe do a song.
All right. Here's April Wine. What is going on? Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What is a radio secret that most people don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a secret.
You want to give it away?
We've never lied to you and told you that we have control over the music. A lot of people think the guy on the radio or the woman on the radio isn't, like, nobody picks their music.
Like, not for literal decades.
Yeah, for decades. We have a music director. They want the station to sound uniform all day, so they select all the music. So I don't know if you still believe that or if you believe an announcer is still lying to you telling you that they do, but they don't.
What's a good thing to come about from COVID? I don't have to go to dumb events. Like things you would normally get invited to and go,
But I like some of the events too,
I missed,
so it's a tough one.
Yeah, some events I did like, but, you know.
For the general public?
Yeah, for the general public, what's better? Well, maybe cleanliness.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Space and stores.
Space, yeah.
Stuff like that. Giving people maybe it's some people that aren't aware of other people's personal space, so maybe become a little more aware of it. Like, get out of my bubble. What are some of your personal rules you never break? Murder?
Yeah, I don't know. Personal rules. Do I have any rules?
Personal rule.
Hmm.
I don't know. If you don't break them, maybe you probably don't think of them as a rule. You just think of them as like, it's not like you have to wake up every day and go, here's what I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Like, does that come down to almost being obsessive? Like, is there certain things you can't do? Like, if I get up in the middle of the night, take a pee, my alarm goes off, I still go and make sure I try to pee. And if I don't, I feel weird.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Even though if I don't totally have to, I'll go and try, or else I'll feel not as complete.
As a person?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Go ahead, Jason.
My contractor who works on all my homes called me a derogatory name involving male genitalia and a stain. What is the worst thing you guys have been called?
Louis Anderson. Guy called me Louis Anderson once. That made me real mad.
Yeah, he's not a handsome man. I'd be very mad at something.
Yeah. I know what Chris is.
What?
Someone called you a spaz something.
Yeah, I was in grade 8.
Oh,
and
that's right, yeah.
William Johnson said, stop being a spaz, because I was mad about something. And I don't know why. It got me so... I turned into a spaz. I got so angry about it.
Anyway, see?
Yeah. I don't know why. Or someone called me a fat slob when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that stuck with me. I was like, I'm not a slob. I right. might be fat, but I am not a slob. I don't know. Do you think we'll have a normal Blues Fest in 2021? I hope so by then.
I hope so.
I mean, it's summer, right? But yeah, next summer, should be able to have a pretty normal one.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You got to plan for it anyway. And then.
Would you rather be stranded in the jungle or the Arctic for 14 days? Probably the jungle.
I guess the jungle. I'm assuming I'm going to have all the proper gear for both.
If you have the gear for both, then maybe the Arctic, because you're only really bad. I mean, the chance of running into a polar bear pretty slim.
But yeah, just the cold you're battling
just
there.
Just the cold. Whereas the jungle, you might have to fight off animals and
spiders,
disease,
and snakes.
Those little fish that swim up your pee-pee hole.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And those are in the jungle, too.
The Arctic, though, you couldn't really move. You don't want to move around too much. That's what they say, right?
Well, you're just
you
get trying trapped, to survive 14
days. You don't want to sweat, though, either. Yeah. You don't want to sweat.
How traumatizing was it for Chris growing up not knowing how to whistle?
I know how to whistle. I know how to whistle. I whistle well enough for me to be okay with it. I don't know why I can't. I'm not mad I can't whistle because I can whistle. I'm mad I, for some reason, cannot whistle sitting in this chair into this microphone. I don't know what the block is. I don't understand it. Am I a good whistler? No. Never would I. Jamie's a better whistler. Jason, both better whistlers than me. But I can whistle. I can whistle a tune. I do it all the time. I'm not making it up. I'm not crazy. I don't know. Whatever tune's in my head. I can't do it here. You know I can't for some reason.
So you can make whistle noises, but you can't replicate an already existing song with whistles.
What? It's also this mic that doesn't pick up the sound unless it's really loud. And keeps cutting it out, messing with my brain. Okay. Yes, you're both the best whistlers in the world.
Well, no, but better than you.
I am a lesser man.
No, you're just a lesser whistler.
I should crawl in here every day just to be in the presence of you glorious whistlers.
No.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Well, you should practice. Someone has suggested you go home and listen to the Scorpions' Winds of Change.
I'll pass.
See if you can replicate that tomorrow.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
All right.
I'm frustrated because
we'll
I don't
let it go
understand.
Then. We don't want to upset you. We don't
You're
like upsetting you.
You're not going to let it go. You're going to bring it up tomorrow.
We rarely.
And the next day.
You know, we don't like to upset you, Chris.
Until the end of time. Till I die with whistling. Not from my mouth out of some hole that's burst in my body because I'm old and decrepit. That's my fate. Oh, Chris whistled great.
Yeah.
You did it.
Out of his aorta.
Out of his aorta. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Thanks for another great day. Always appreciate the interaction. It's what our show is about. And when you guys are on, you're on. It's easy for us. So thank you for the text, the calls, the Dougie line. You can leave one anytime you want at 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. That's our answering machine. Fire away. And we got 2 hours of nonstop rock kicking off real soon.
Yep.
Anything else?
Good day to be a duck again.
Oh. Yeah, the rain.
Rain. It's been...
What is happening?
A lot of rain.
Hey, weatherman Jason.
Yeah.
Do you have like a millimeter report for the last 3 months?
No, I
like
don't.
On hand?
I read the forecast off of the Environment Canada website.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I usually forget it right away.
Oh, that's true.
My wife will ask me when I go home, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? I'm like, I have no idea. So, well, you read it all morning. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, well, you should have listened.
My wife will have to say the same thing. Didn't Jason say it? I'm like, yeah. Did you listen? I'm like, no, not for the weather.
He didn't even listen to himself.
All right, have a great day. We will see you tomorrow.
The Biggs and Barr Show.